Hello. So, to start with, I hope that I'm not going to block 50% of the presentation, because what Dimitri is going to tell you is probably much more relevant. So my name is Aurelio, and I'm one of the co-founders of Splint Invest. And actually, I'm going to tell you today what you not should do in order to grow your startup in Switzerland. So first step is, let's quickly talk about what Splint Invest is. Basically, it's an app, a marketplace where individuals can invest fractionally in alternative investments. And alternative investments are things like a diamond, art, a luxury car, whiskey, wine, like everything which is tangible and can appreciate in value over time. The solution we have developed is a marketplace, as we have seen before. On one hand, we have the so-called issuers, which are releasing or issuing investment opportunities in a tokenized way. On the other hand, we have private persons, retail investors, who are looking for a possibility to fractionally invest in these assets. In between, there is a platform, Splint Invest, and our team, which takes care of the quality on one hand, like we are auditing all the issuers, we are validating all the assets released, and on the other hand, we do the community management, we do the cash management, KYC, and all the regulatory and legal stuff you need in order to run such a marketplace. So to summarize the benefits of the app, like you can easily invest in hand-picked assets provided by the best experts, and everything in a fractionalized way, so you can access the products with small amounts, like 50 euro in a few minutes. Now, we've started in February 2022, last year, and like we have invested, let's say invested and not wasted, a lot of money to learn how we can actually grow a community. And I think that's the part where Dimitri is taking over and walking you through all the learnings we had in the past.
Thank you. My name is Dimitri, and basically I'm responsible for the set part of the presentation. Because when we launched the app in the February of last year, the initial goal was to get to 10,000 users. And as you can see on the slide, looks like all seems to be fine. Now we have over 11,000 registered users, more than 50% of them invested at least once. What's the problem? However, it looks maybe like not so bright, because honestly, we can take more than maybe like for sure like third of the money that we spent, save it, and the result would be totally the same. So we totally wasted a lot of money, like over 100,000 francs, like down to the drain. And what were the reasons of that? So I think one of the important ones, which is like I think for many early stage startups, is like you have a chat with like VCs, investors, and they tell you, you need to grow, you need to show your like double digit growth. Thus, you over-focus on the acquisition part. As a result, you are starting to pour a lot of water into an incredibly leaking bucket, because in the very beginning, your product is not that good, or maybe you just like don't understand what your customer, your user wants. And in that case, you spend a lot on acquiring those users, and acquiring in fintech is quite expensive. It's like not like 10, 20 francs per user. It's quite high. And then those people just do not invest. Another problem is proper tracking or measuring the results. Because, for example, if like Florence said, yeah, you can measure downloads, but downloads are not the best like marker, not the best indicator for like you as a fintech app. Like you are interested in like how much like users invest. In that case, you can, for example, like start your Google Ads and see, oh wow, I have like 1 franc per download, maybe like 2 francs per download. But then you understand that basically the conversion rate of this campaign is like 20, 30 times lower than maybe like your campaign with an influencer, where as a result maybe your like download is like 10 francs, but yeah, like it's like 30 times more convertible than like the standard Google Ads campaign. Another problem was a bit of a lack of internal expertise, because well, to be honest, like, I joined the company at the beginning of this year, so before that, there was, like, no people in, like, growth and marketing at all. It doesn't mean that there were, like, no people helping the company. There were, like, some agencies, experts, and I'm not saying that it's, like, bad to work with experts or agencies, but they're great for specific tasks. For example, like, we were, like, successfully worked with, like, Joel and Picora, and they helped a lot with understanding the product market fit. However, external people wouldn't solve the, like, strategic issue for you because they don't know your clients as much. They do not chat with them on an everyday basis. And, like, yeah, they don't know, like, what's going on in the head of Aurelio and other guys, what's, like, our thoughts, aspirations, etc. So in that case also, like, it can lead to, like, a very, very bad situation. And also what it tend to lead to is a lack of experimental approach. Because when you work with an agency, you give them money, they start your, like, Facebook campaign, Google campaign, or maybe, like, even working with influencers. And then you look that, like, for 3 months, they basically can run almost the same creatives. Like, let's change the color a little bit. Let's change, like, small phrase in the creative of, like, this or another ad copy. But, like, they really wouldn't do something like 180 degrees different because, as I said, like, they have, like, no internal expertise and, like, they're not quite, like, interested in doing a lot of changes within the same period of time. Like, they wouldn't launch, like, 30 different ad sets within the same week on Facebook to understand, like, which approaches work best because it's, like, honestly quite tough to do. And also, till the very, very late, we didn't understand that we kind of, like, already have product market fit. We just haven't chatted a lot with our clients and didn't ask them the simple question, like, it's like, Sean had a segmentation, like, how would you feel if our app would no longer be available? And when we first did it, I believe, like, really, like, December, January, so, like, really recently, it appears to me that, yeah, more than 40% of people would be quite disappointed if Splint Invest would no longer be available. But we didn't take it into consideration. We didn't take the insights from those people to put it into our marketing campaigns, into our approaches, and do something differently. So in that case, basically, what is the insight of the story and what we changed to achieve, like, at least a little bit better results? First of all, like, do not listen, maybe, like, for, like, what other people tell you on a strategic level unless you see that it's reasonable, like, in your, like, spreadsheet, in your P&L. In our case, do not focus on acquisition before you solve the retention. Because it appears to be that within really not very difficult steps, you can, like, dramatically increase the retention of the users by providing them the right content, educating them, telling them that, okay, you're, like, a whiskey lover, but have you considered diamonds? Because, like, diamonds are really, like, maybe, like, less volatile, blah, 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 so I wouldn't go into, like, very much details about different asset categories, but you, like, start to understand that those people are telling, oh, I have, like, really passion in this category, but I don't have really time to, like, explore anything else. Okay, we create short videos and tell you, like, why diamonds, like, why art, etc. will be a good addition. And those people then would spend, invest, like, 2-3 times more. And maybe, like, some people who wouldn't invest before start to invest. Maybe they really do not understand something within your app funnel, because for you it seems to be quite clear, but you are not really, like, doing a lot of A-B tests, so you do not really understand that your onboarding journey do not answer maybe, like, really, really, like, simple questions. It's like, but what is the final fee of the service? Because, well, yeah, like, we explain it in, like, in FAQ, like, in this part, but, yeah, people just, like, ignore it and they don't understand. Thus, they're scared, they don't invest. And, yeah, in that case, first fixing our funnel and fixing our retention, then going to acquisition. And then your acquisition starts to be really great. And also, like, I need to, like, maybe, like, go into, like, one to the last point, like, trust is important. Also, like, fixing your, like, trust issue before really, like, increasing the spend in your campaigns helps a lot. For example, when we get to like Hölle der Löwen, and then like we show it on our website and our ad creatives that like we are like one of the winners of the show, it really helped in like simply like raising the conversion. Because then like you're like not a nobody for a person, but you have some external credibility that you can like borrow from other people. That's why also when you're doing acquisition campaigns as a startup, like a good case maybe to go to influencers, because you can borrow their credibility and the trust of like their community into themselves, so they can try to like, push those people to download your app. Because when they just see you on TikTok, they say, okay, I'm not sure really, because I'm investing my own money, it's not a spontaneous thing. Another thing is that like, customer tracking is really, really difficult. I mentioned the case with Google Ads, and it really can be seen in like different ways, because like we have one partner, I wouldn't mention their name, but we were 100% sure like it would be the best campaign, because the audience is completely matching with like what we need. Then we started the campaign, we saw the traffic, all seems to be good, but then we understood that the conversion is basically like 0.2%. And you start thinking, okay, then probably we need to stop it. And like, if you don't have the possibility to measure the whole funnel, like not just downloads, not just your registrations, but like the whole thing till people start to invest, you can lose a lot. And another thing is, with that case, is keep the right pace, because also when you're in a startup, you want to do as many things as possible, but sometimes you just like need to stop the spend. For example, in the beginning of the year, we completely like, stopped the spend on acquisition because we understood we are losing a lot of money. So like it's better to save those money for later, fix the issues, and then restart the spend, because, well, maybe there are some like extremely competitive fields where like your speed is counting by weeks, but for us, if we do the campaign like not in March but in June, it really doesn't matter, because our like proposition is like more long term. We are talking about investments for like 5-7 years ahead. It's kind of like a long thing. And in that case, you don't need to rush when you are like not sure. But when you are sure, just like start doing as fast as possible. Like not trying to build a spacecraft, but with a simple MVP solutions, going further. And the last thing is that the right messaging is better than all your bright ideas, because you can really come up with an incredible solution, in your opinion, but your customer is looking for something else. For example, you can say that, I don't know, like this asset improved in value by over 200%. But then you're chatting with users and they say, actually, I don't trust very high return rates because I think it's a scam. So like when I see that some assets are growing like more than 30% a year, I think that you're lying. That is kind of like not a real business. I want to see maybe like 5% growth, 6% growth, and for you, but like it's real numbers, but they still don't believe you. So in that case, you change it for maybe like showing it on like smaller scale, or maybe like emphasizing other things, and maybe for them that it's like less volatile to S&P 500 is more important than like in total it grows like 30% year by year. So yeah, in that case, I think in short, those were our learnings, and maybe like not to eat a lot of time, I'll save some time for the questions. So the last thing that I'll be quite happy to share is that you can go to our app and learn yourself how easy it is to like get to know about alternative investments, and like how easy it is to start, and also like not to risk your money. You can use the code Dimitri50 to get 50 euro to your account and start your alternative investment journey today. So you can scan the QR code. Happily, like tools like AppsFlyer can help you to like easily set it up. And yeah, try it out. Thanks a lot.